We get to start this thing?
Well, we're talking, so we'll say something funny for Griffin up at the beginning of the show.
Say something funny, Justin.
How about like a really long beep? Like,
I don't think that's going to help.
You don't.
Yeah, we could make like a techno song. Be like,
how's your afternoon, Griffin? Oh, just doing that? Well, enjoy. My name is Justin McElroy, and I know the best game of the week.
Hi, my name is Griffin McElroy. Everyone else's games are dog sh**.
Hi, my name is Chris Plant, and I have a game to talk about this week.
You're not going to say it's good?
It's okay.
Oh, that's a winning endorsement. And my name is Ross Furstick, and I have a rather awesome game to talk about this week.
Between us, we will battle Battle Royale Hunger Games for the top spot. This week we will pit our games against each other in Mortal Kombat.
My game is the Sephiroth looking bad boy from the end of the movie.
My game is the red shirt that gets killed at the beginning.
Okay, crossing our mythologies there, but God bless.
My game is Han Solo.
My game is Firefly. So we will pick the best game of the week that is released recently. And that game will be pitted against our current favorite, Chris Plant. What is the current best game of the year?
The current best game of the year is Journey, a game that solved the Middle East crisis. It didn't really solve it, but like
it might be solving it.
Yeah, we don't know what's going on when like you're listening to this podcast.
Can you remind everyone real quickly why
how it did that?
How it did that?
Yeah, you play as a fabric man in a giant sand world.
Mr. Sheets is his name.
And you meet Mrs. Sheets some way across the journey. But you don't know who is playing Mrs. Sheets. It could be the Prime Minister of Israel.
Right.
And you could be the Prime Minister of Palestine.
You don't know, though.
This scenario, God, I hope he listens.
He's a big gamer.
Russ, do you know the names of those people?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yep.
Yeah, okay.
Just going to keep them a secret, though.
Yep.
Yeah. So let's get into this week's games. Griffin, who is going first this week?
Who can hold their breath the longest?
Are we supposed to start?
I lost.
Hello?
I think they're still holding their breath.
Wait, can I start? I'm going to start now.
You have went.
So I'll go last, then Justin before me, and then Plant, and then Russ, you should start because you didn't even do the thing.
I did. I just started later than you guys.
All right, so Russ is going to kick us off.
Okay, so to kick us off, I've got a game that I'm sure all of you have been waiting for months. A little game called Angry Birds Space.
The wait is over.
The wait is over.
You corpo sellout.
Hey,
you always champion these indie games. How much did Rovio pay you?
Rovio is sort of an indie developer.
How many
They just have
dollars.
Hundreds of billions of dollars.
They have stuffed animals.
Just because they can buy and sell China with the money they've made on Angry Birds doesn't mean they're not an indie.
I have bad news for you, Russ.
What?
Your game is on a shirt at Walmart next to the Funyuns. You ain't street.
Hey, there's now Russ, candy, Angry Birds candy that you can
Corpo.
Buy.
Corpo!
Russ, you ain't street!
Okay, I might not be street. But Angry Birds Space is quite good. Let me throw it down for you.
Go.
So obviously everyone's familiar with Angry Birds. You know the concept, you hurl the birds, pigs, etc. So in Angry Birds Space, the game is set. Where do you guys think the game is set?
I'm not a child.
Why do you have to talk to Griffin like he's a child?
Okay, so it's set in space.
Ah, cool.
If it wasn't obvious. And so the mechanics that get introduced in space are very gravity-centric. So there'll be like planetoids and planets.
Wait. Oh, I'll save it.
Yeah, save it. Come on. This is me trying to tell you how great
this
game
is. He's pouring his dark corporate heart out.
And, chill away.
So you're using these gravity wells to sort of ricochet and fling birds using momentum into the pigs. And sometimes there's no gravity at all, so it almost plays like a game of pool from the top down where, like, things are just flying everywhere. And the gravity introduces a new strategic mechanic where you can see where the bird's trajectory is based on how close you are to a planet. So you can plan your first shot, and then it becomes a lot less random. It's much more strategic than the other Angry Birds games. Also, it's in space.
How do the... Can I...
Yeah, yeah, ask mind? Questions. That's fine.
Those birds and those pigs,
yeah,
would be destroyed.
I'm glad you asked that.
Instantly.
I'm glad
instantly.
You asked that. Okay, so the birds are futuristic birds. They might be robots. I don't want to spoil it.
Cybirds.
And the pigs are in bubbles, so they're fine.
But if you collide a bird with a bubble,
yeah, so the bubble explodes and then the pig flash freezes and then dies horribly.
Oh my god. Like every atom of them freezes, yeah, and then, yeah, shatters.
So it's
all
pretty realistic.
Their blood comes out, crystallizes.
They really researched it.
When you are exposed to the vacuum of space, your eyeballs get sucked out of your head. Does that happen to the pigs?
Maybe on the new iPad it's like more high resolution.
Did you see Alien Resurrection?
Yeah.
You remember when the
baby alien gets sucked
the baby
through the
alien
hole?
Gets its face sucked out the window?
That's the boss fight.
That's what it looks like?
Yeah.
Do you remember the movie Event Horizon?
Yeah, I love that movie.
You know the part where the guy gets sucked into space and his eyeballs freeze?
Yeah.
Does that happen?
Well, yeah. I mean, Sam Neill does the voiceover for Angry Birds Space.
I
and
bet that's
he
great.
Talks about that scene.
Do you remember the movie Stepmom?
Yeah.
That movie was sad.
Here's what I'm going to say is Angry Birds Space quite good. It's only $1 okay. If you really are skeptical. It's $3 if you want to get the HD version. But
I don't.
I find it more fun than any Angry Birds game before it, which is, I think, saying a lot.
Now, I'm no Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Okay.
But why does every planet have the same gravity?
Because, it doesn't. Different planets have different gravities. What up?
They do?
What up? Nice try, science.
Oh, great. Who'd they work with? NASA?
They did.
Great.
They actually bought off the International Space Station. To give you an idea how much money they have, they paid astronauts to pitch Angry Birds Space to the world.
Well, they're not getting money from anywhere else. The government's like, no.
So they need to go into space.
Go to those Angry Birds dudes.
If I was in space, there would be no amount of money you could pay me to like take a break out of like squirting water into the air and trying to eat it with my mouth to film a space commercial for a mobile game.
How about like $6 million?
That would do the trick.
Yeah, okay.
How would they get that money to you?
What if you needed what if you needed the money to buy your space fuel to get back?
Mm-hmm.
Guys,
what if they maroon you on Mars? And you had to do a commercial to get enough money for space fuel. And that is how Mass Effect 3 ends. That's why everyone's so upset.
And Sam Neill shows up.
Chris Plant, what's the best game this week?
The really good game that I brought to talk about is MLB The Show on the PlayStation Vita.
Guys.
You got 2 minutes. Go.
So MLB The Show is baseball. And you play as your favorite baseball team, and I don't know a lot about baseball.
Dude, can I play as the League of Their Owns?
It's my time. It's my time.
It was their time then. It was the 40s.
It was the war. They were a distraction from a country's grief. Anyway, so I play as the Kansas City Royals, who are not very good, which makes the game very difficult because I don't know how to play baseball anyway, so I just lose a lot.
Okay.
I don't really think it's that good of a game. It probably actually is if you know anything about baseball, but I don't.
Walk
I went
me
into
through
the
selection
tutorial
process.
And I was like, hey, how do I pitch? And it just said, move the analog sticks up and down and time it for the pitch fast. And I said, what's that? And then the game wouldn't tell me. And then it was like, if you want to progress, you should work on being a clutch pitcher. So I said, okay, where do I update my clutch skills? And there is a menu with like 100 different attributes, none of which are clutch.
So, you know you're supposed to bring good games.
So I played the game. Let me finish. I played the game for another 5 hours as a AAA minor league player. And then the manager fired me because I didn't improve my clutch skills.
You weren't clutch enough.
I wasn't clutch enough. But I did pretty good.
You know we're filming Worsties tomorrow, right? No, and then we're shooting Ironic Besties on Saturday.
No.
And I think this game could go in either category.
Here's why I think it is the best game, maybe ever. I did learn that when you are a pitcher in baseball, you don't always want to throw strikes. Sometimes you want to throw balls. Because then you trick the people.
I'm sorry.
You can't bring the game of baseball to Besties.
Don't you always throw balls? What else do they let you throw?
No, balls. Oh my god. So a ball in pitching.
I know what a ball is. I'm not eight.
No, a ball is you throw the ball outside of the batter's box. I think.
See, Justin, there's an area. That extends from a batter of any gender, that extends from his knees to his shoulders and extends about 2 feet out, and that is the strike zone. And literally anywhere else on the planet is the ball zone. So if you throw a ball anywhere on the whole earth other than that one box, it's a ball.
All right, I think I got it now.
Most of the balls thrown on the planet on any given day are balls.
That's why they're called balls.
Because for the most part,
most balls aren't being thrown in a strike zone.
But the ones that are called strikes.
It's much like the Catholic tradition of transmutation, right? For mm-hmm. that moment, it is no longer ball.
It is flesh and blood of Jesus Christ.
And I'm pretty sure it's transubstantiation, not transmutation.
I can turn this
communion wafer into gold.
What is the transfiguration?
That's a Harry Potter magic.
Oh.
Right. Now, what is transmogrification?
That is the Calvin and Hobbes scientific sci-fi conceit.
What is the leaky cauldron?
This is also Harry Potter.
What is Bumblebeer?
That is from baseball.
Who is Bumblebee?
What is basketball?
Who is Babe Ruth?
I think that's our number one pick. Do we even need to keep going?
Yes, we definitely do.
Guys, before we go any further, I just want to say Angry Birds Space is a really great game.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, good. Let's take a quick time out. Who's got something that's been on their heart, really? They just want to come forward and just spill it.
Guys, Survivor update. Colton is... Okay, spoiler.
No, guys. Don't this listen is never... More. Survivor can
I'm
never
I'm two episodes
a part
behind. You can't
oh
do this
Oh, my gosh.
Me.
Thank God.
I will try to catch up.
Plant, do you want to talk about the Bachelor finale?
Oh, I do. I can't believe that Courtney stayed.
I can't believe that Courtney got it.
I mean, apparently US or Us Weekly had this like weeks before the show, but I don't read Us Weekly. Do you?
I don't, no. I mean, she was shopping wedding dresses, but I think she was just doing that to like raise America's hackles. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and do you know Ben was like kissing other girls?
I saw he was kissing other girls, and he went on that ABC sure After the high. Rose, and he was like, I wasn't kissing anybody. I was like, dog, I saw the pic. I saw the JPEG, Benjamin.
Like, triple pic. What?
Balls.
Okay, hey, Justin, what would you like to talk about?
Just anything other.
No reality show. We got to ban reality shows from this show.
No reality TV. Let's talk about geocaching. I'm thinking about getting into it, guys.
Yeah.
What do you think? You guys ever
geocaching? Actually, so here's something interesting. I heard about a geocaching incident at Disneyland recently. Did you guys hear about this?
No. Tell me.
So apparently some intrepid gentleman was into geocaching. We all know what geocaching is before I go on.
You should probably tell everyone.
Okay. So geocaching is basically you have these like objects that you hide in like a fake rock or something, and you like post the location online but give like a vague hint. It's like a treasure map, and then people go and try to find it. So it's like a little fun like meta game that people play in the real life, in real world.
Cool. Like baseball?
Similar to baseball.
Except for it looks like you're planting a bomb.
Yeah, so in Disneyland, this intrepid gentleman thought it'd be a good idea to put a geocache in the like main fountain as you walk into Disneyland. You know what I'm talking about? There's like Mickey and stuff. He decided to put the geocache inside a pipe-shaped object, and it might have had some wires sticking out of the back. So,
well, that's a pipe bomb.
That would be a pipe bomb. But yeah, it was just a geocache, but it shut down Disneyland for about 6-7 hours. But there were some people stuck in Disneyland that could ride all the rides without lines because everyone else was stuck outside.
Oh my god!
I bet that's what they told people, but I bet you Chip and Dale had them in a back room somewhere waterboarding them.
That might have happened too. But I would recommend not making geocaches look like pipe bombs to get on rides at Disneyland. I don't think that's a sound idea.
Guys, talking about Disney real quick, you remember that show Tailspin?
Yeah, I loved it.
Have you ever thought about like what that show's about?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're it's like about they're a drug bunch of smugglers.
No,
Africa.
They're not no, they smuggle pop.
Uh-huh.
Or soda, as some people call it.
Yeah.
That's they smuggle Coke. Also, that show is also about bears driving planes, which is
not also safe. You fly planes, you don't drive them.
Well, when you're on the tarmac, toll.
Guys, shout out, geocachers on YouTube, a show by my friend Sam Osterhout. So if you want to get caught up on geocaching,
I don't.
It's a great show.
You know what is a great show? Tailspin. Thank you for mentioning it. Anyway, what's our next game?
I guess I'm the next game. My game this week is The Hunger Games. Not The Hunger Games, but
the book or the movie?
Neither. It's the game. The Hunger Games, the game.
You mean inside the book?
No, it's called The Hunger Games, not The Hunger Games actual, The Hunger Games Girl on Fire.
That's the full name? The Hunger Games, not The Hunger Games actual? The Girl on Fire?
The full name is The Hunger Games Girl on Fire.
The game. And
the game.
the movie game.
So, what's it about? In The Hunger Games Girl on Fire, I play Katniss Everdeen, and I am the belle of the District 12. It's sort of a coal-rich area. It used to be Appalachia, where, of course, I still live now. So she and I are really similar in a lot of ways. We both have beautiful long hair, and we're the apple of the eye of some of the local neighborhood boys, like PETA, the baker's son, and also Gale, sort of a wild child kind of guy.
These are real boys.
Yeah,
they fancy you.
They fancy me. I have a younger sister, Primrose. I've tried to teach her everything I know, and I love her so much. But then she is called up to be the tribute from District 12 to compete in the Hunger Games, which is something rich people make us do because they hate the poor. But I told her I don't want her to participate in the 74th annual Hunger Games, so I tell her I'm going to take her spot.
Can you do that?
Yeah. That's within the rules.
Okay.
So I start training with Hayflitch, local town drunk who is the only District 12 tribute to have won the Hunger Games. And then the real meat of the problem I have.
It sounds like, let me just say, a giant spoiler for anyone that's interested in seeing the movie.
Well, I know. This is like the first 10 minutes.
Okay.
The main thing is like when these boys tell me that they both care about me, it's like, how do you choose, you know?
Sure.
I wouldn't pick the boy named Gale.
Gale is a grandma name.
It's a grandma name, exactly. It's a naughty name.
That is the game.
Justin, you have managed to talk about this game for 2 minutes without saying anything about it.
I'm a beautiful girl.
I get that. Are there buttons? Okay. Are there prompts? Do you jump? Is there attacks?
I mean, my heart jumps every time I see Gale and or PETA. Does that count?
Let me ask you something. Is Gale and or PETA in the game?
I think we're talking about Justin's real ass life right now.
No, I mean, they're in the... What do you mean? I don't understand.
Do you see Gale and or PETA when you're playing this game?
I see them every... I mean, they...
When you close your eyes, do you see them?
Oh my god.
We're not talking about a game, are we?
Justin's crossed over.
Do you shoot bees with a bow and arrow in this game, Justin?
Shooting bees with a bow and arrow.
Have you played this game? Did you bring a title of a game and then start talking about your life?
He brought the name of a game to a podcast about games.
The may the fortune find your favor.
Justin, you didn't play it.
This is worse than last week. Last week, how much did you play? 10 minutes. You know how many minutes he played? Zero.
I've played more of this Hunger Games game than
Can
Justin
Can you pitch
has.
It for me, please? Can you just pitch it for me?
Yeah,
please.
You're like a chick and you shoot bees with a bow and arrow.
Wow.
You did a shit job. Do a better job.
He did better than you, because he mentioned the thing. He mentioned things that you do. What if,
Griffin,
I am
starving. I live in the poorest district in all of Panem, okay? It is post-apocalyptic out here. I have one cat that hates my guts, and that's it.
Wait, you don't have a cat. Your name is Katniss.
Okay, hold on. You're right. I did misread that. I have a cat named Butterbeer, and he hates my... that part is not accurate.
What if Joey Cannibal is listening to this right now?
Oh my god, you just crushed his soul. And I feel bad because I described his game as you shoot bees with a bow and arrow. But
Joey Cannibal is super hurt right now because you two talked some mad shit about his game and I called him Joey Cannibal. What's this?
Real talk.
Adam Cannibal.
You know what, Justin? Never talk again. I'm just going to pitch the game briefly. It's a free game based in the Hungry Girl.
God.
And
let's go to Taco Bell.
You know, it's sort of like Cannibalt, where you have to like go on for as long as you can shooting bees, but not like Cannibalt, because there's actually an end where you fight a train.
And you don't shoot bees in Cannibalt.
Or fight trains.
Yeah.
Have you played the game?
Yeah, I beat it, actually.
Wow. It's nice that somebody here put in the effort.
If you beat it, can you tell me whether or not I chose Gale or PETA at the end? Because I am having some trouble making up my mind.
Neither Gale nor PETA appears in the game.
That seems unlikely.
Yeah, surprising. I mean, maybe as like an add-on pack.
They're very important to me. I don't see how that's possible.
Wow, I thought I was going to lose for sure.
You're still going to lose, just not as poorly as
Justin.
Sure,
but I thought
Justin's
I was last place.
Can I go?
Yeah, please, God, Griffin.
My game this week is Kid Icarus Uprising for the Nintendo 3DS. It's let me start out by saying it's an actual game. I have played it, so I. It's really two games because the gameplay is sort of split up between two parts. One is an on rails shooter where you're flying through the air and shooting things, and those segments are really neat because there are power-ups, and it's technically a very, very tight shooter, but there's this great score to the game that is interactive. So, like, when you're, like, flying up the face of a mountain, right as you soar over the peak and, like, see your destination, like, the music swells. Those segments are really very well-produced, and it's one of the best-looking 3DS games around. And then there are ground segments where you actually, you know, get to move around and explore, and those are great too. But the thing, I don't know, there's a strange control scheme with the game, which seems to be all that everybody talks about, which is you move with the left stick and you shoot with the left trigger and you aim with the stylus on the screen. So it's sort of similar to Metroid Prime Hunters on the Nintendo DS. And the game comes with a stand, actually, because you have to... Well, you don't have to, but it makes it a lot easier to support the system when you have it on this stand, because you have one hand holding the stylus and one hand doing other stuff. So unless you have a third hand or a telekinesis, it's...
What if you have mad guns?
Yeah, if you have mad guns, it might help. I've actually gotten to a place... almost everybody I've talked to, it really does click eventually. It's just sort of strange because you're used to aiming with the stick, and there's some strange, like, you can play with the Circle Pad Pro attachment, but all you can do is reverse it so that you move around with the right stick and shoot with your left hand, so it makes it like a southpaw option instead of just giving you double sticks, which is weird. But there's so much cool stuff to the game, like there's so many weapons to collect, and you can fuse the weapons, and like every weapon has certain properties, so when you fuse them, it not only turns into a new weapon, but it can carry over properties from both weapons being fused, so there's a lot of room for customization, and there's a gambling aspect to it where every time you start a level you can bet a certain number of hearts to make it more difficult, but you also get more rewards if you can pull it off. And it's super funny. It's really, really funny. Like, it's funny in a way that some Nintendo games are genuinely hilarious. Like,
talk about
Mario
the jokes.
RPGs. Well, there's, okay, so there's one fight I just did against this big dog boss. And Pit, our protagonist, just goes on this, like, 2 minute long tear where he's like, after this, if you're good, maybe I'll take you on a walk. And then I'll get you some treats. And I'll pet you. And then I will give you a bath.
Do we have a tumbleweed sound effect?
No, it's
huh?
Do you know who wrote the game? Can I get an alley-oop from you, Griffin?
Yeah.
I'll help you out.
Swish.
The writer, one of the writers is Mike Drucker, who is a former SNL and Onion writer. So it should be funny because they actually hired like a legit funny person instead of just
It's
like,
just unfortunate that Griffin didn't actually mention a funny part.
Well, if you had let me finish, that goof had a nice, dank payoff. But now it's
and
over.
Not only will you never get it, the listeners will never get it, Russ.
Yeah, so thanks, Russ.
Sorry.
Thank you for every week.
I apologize.
F***ing up. So, yeah, it's super good. It does have a... It has a... I have been describing it as a loving curve, not a learning curve.
Oh.
Because you don't... You can learn it pretty quick, but I didn't really enjoy...
Justin wants to show his loving curve to Gail. Sorry.
Take that, Mike Drucker. I guess there's a new sheriff of Ha Ha Verg down. The new sheriff's Russ Freshtick.
Ba-ding! Ba-ding!
That's a spittoon.
That sounds great, Griffin. Good pick. Good.
Hey, thanks.
The table. Well done.
Still pretty mad at you, though. Still pretty upset.
You know what I loved? There was another handheld system that came with a stand that everyone pretty much was a huge fan of. It was red and had about 3 games,
mm-hmm.
and then was put into a bunch of landfills because no one liked it.
Gave me glaucoma.
The Virtual Boy, you remember?
Yeah, I do.
That was handheld?
Yeah, well, yeah. In the way that Kid Icarus is handheld.
The 3DS won't burn the eyes out of your head unless you play it for more than 2 hours at a time.
That is important.
That is, oh my God, it's so important.
So let's talk about our favorite game of the week.
Okay, Justin.
Let's just take a consensus right now.
I don't think Justin should win because he didn't play it.
Agreed.
I don't think Plant should win because baseball is old as f***.
And he didn't even really like it that much.
Yeah.
Okay. So I guess the question, the competition is between Kid Icarus and Angry Birds.
Angry Birds Space.
How do you pick?
Well, I think Plant already said he likes Angry Birds. Is that correct?
Yeah, but
what?
You know.
He doesn't want to go full blown corpo shill out.
Yeah, because Nintendo is indie as it gets.
He's got street cred.
He wants to support an indie like Nintendo. I mean, indie's right in there. Indie Tendo. It's right there. I'm going to support the Indie Tendo game and might cast my lot in with Kid Icarus. It sounds good. And honestly, Angry Birds, I don't know what to tell you. I'm not a guidance counselor on our lunch break. Like, it doesn't sound very fun to me. I don't know what to say. It sounds like dumbass Angry Birds again, except now you have to pay for it again.
But
like,
physics and space, it's really good.
Plant?
I live on Earth.
I'm going Angry Birds Space.
Yeah. Okay, so it's Angry Birds. Good
no,
pick,
it's,
guys.
No, it definitely isn't.
It has to be Angry Birds, Griffin. I'm sorry.
It can't. No, because Freshtick is voting for mine.
I'm voting for
Freshtick. Justin, you're voting for mine.
Freshtick, you have to vote for somebody.
Okay, so I'm going to vote for, I think, actually, I did like Justin's game.
Okay, well, then I'm going to vote for baseball. 4-way tie. Good night, everybody.
I'm trying to build a consensus now for Hunger Games.
Okay.
Because I feel like I've got... Here's the thing. Life is hard here.
Are you really bringing Hunger Games back to the discussion?
No, we can't.
It's... I'm not going to say it's fun. This is how I'm living day to day. But we're resilient people.
Do they eat cat food in District 12?
It would mean so much to us if you would give up here in District 12. If you would give us this honor, it would mean a lot. Russ already has. Can I get either one of you guys to just really help us out? Because that kind of notoriety might really help to get some assistance from the Capitol. It would really mean a lot to me.
Guys, I need a win.
I need this.
You brought a game that needs a stand to have fun.
Not if you're super beefy, so maybe if you're... I didn't know that you were Dr. No Guns over there.
Well,
operating without any
Professor Griffin, No Guns, but yeah.
How much does your game cost?
Well, if you get a review copy from Nintendo, it costs you $0.
What if you don't?
The stand actually costs $170.
That's pretty expensive.
That is pricey.
Well, it levitates.
Angry Birds, they'll actually give you money if you download it.
Okay.
I think it's got microtransactions.
It doesn't actually. It has one. You can buy $1.
Oops. For Watergate. Scandal uncovered.
Okay. So at most, Angry Birds is $4.
But
okay.
It'll also cause you to
at least
do
it's
a cover up with your best friends.
If we struck out Plants and Justin's, those two games are out. Justin's voting for mine. Plant is voting for Fresh Takes, and we have to vote for each other. So we got a 2-way tie. So really, we need either Plant or Justin to.
Should we do an honest hold your breath competition to determine?
How are we going to do it? We live so far away from each other. Sure. It will be unpoliceable.
Justin.
I'm not going to.
Justin?
Yeah.
Justin.
Yes.
Who saved your tush today when you did not remember how to play your video game?
Plant, you still owe me a vote.
Oh,
for that one time,
guys,
I totally got your back.
Cash it in.
We
can't do politics.
Cash it in.
No politics.
Cash it in.
I'm cashing in my token.
This is not.
There are no rules in the Hunger Games. We're starving.
Plant, give me this.
There are rules. You have to use a bow and arrow. You can't.
Need this.
What the hell is that?
Someone's at my door. Oh. Fine, Griffin, you win.
Yeah.
Oh.
Just because there was somebody at his door, Griffin wins.
That's actually a hitman, but I will call him off now.
Can we agree, though? That nothing in Kid Icarus is going to be as impressive as the ability to bring about peace in the Middle East.
Yeah, there's no way that's being Germany.
Yeah, it won this week. Good
can
whoop.
Will you let me make a case?
How dare you?
Let me make a case. It's got angels in it. So, you know, who can really bring peace to Earth is angels. You guys maybe remember a Roma Downey vehicle from the 90s. It was called Touched by an Angel. And I think it taught us all a little something about on-rail shooters.
That needs stands.
Angels.
I do like that this game is taking a stand, though. I like that aspect.
Oh, you
son of... You know, it's a shame she never got a perfume, because I think it would have been pretty funny to see Aroma Downey on the shelves. Like, that's her personal style perfume.
So Journey wins.
Aroma
Journey
Downey.
Journey's the best game.
Because Aroma.
Watch your back, Kid Icarus writers.
This is the worst.
We've got a real Algonquin roundtable here, nipping at your comedy heels.
Sorry, Drucker.
So I guess we'll see you guys next week. Justin, can you do me a favor, though?
Yeah.
You want to play your game next week?
I can beat Mass Effect, I would be happy to.
But
I'm
Mass
trying
Effect
to get
came out
it.
Like a month ago at this point.
Yeah, like some of us work. Some of us have to keep you numbskulls in line. Busy man. I'm a busy man with lots of priorities. I got priorities.
How many episodes of Justified did you watch last night?
3. What's up?
Oh, I love that show.
Me too. It's a good show. Hey, so anyway, if you want video game coverage in the interim before we return to you next Friday, go to theverge.com/gaming and you'll find all the Vox Games articles there. You can also follow us on Twitter @VoxGames. And we push out most of our hit stories there for you to enjoy. Thank you so much for listening, and be sure to join us next week for the besties. Because shouldn't the world's best friends choose the world's best games?